Listen to this. A consumer survey reveals that 62% of Aussies are more likely to upskill and study short courses since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. One of the people involved in the research is Simon Bell, who is a professor in marketing at the University of Melbourne and is on the line now. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Oh, very well on this beautiful day in Queensland. Mate, this is a nationwide survey, but I believe you had some Queensland-specific data as well. What did the survey say about Queenslanders?
Well, we were actually very pleased to be able to report that Queenslanders' attitudes towards upskilling relative to other states was a lot higher. In fact, Queenslanders were 70%, 76% of them, so they were more likely or much more likely to consider upskilling following the pandemic compared to New South Wales at 64%, Victoria at 59%, South Australia at 59%, and Western Australia at 52%. So there seems to be much more enthusiasm in Queensland.
I tell you what, we are the smart state, and the Southerners always like to make out that we're backwards and that we don't know what we're doing up here. But look, we are the smart state. I love that statistic. Now, look, in general, why do people want to upskill?
Well, I think what we're seeing is a couple of things. One is that the nature of the career is fundamentally changed. I mean, I'm not sure how old you are, Rob. I'm 50. I'm probably one of these the generation that had one or two employers and one career. Yep. In fact, that does describe me. We're now seeing the millennials are having, you know, four different careers across 15, 17 different employers. This is some research that's come from the Foundation for Young Australians. I mean, when you're navigating so many careers and employers, the pressure is on to reskill and often change the nature of your skills throughout your career. So we're sort of seeing that trend take off. But also, of course, go on, Rob.
Oh, no. I have this habit of interrupting, Simon. I'm talking to Simon Bell about upskilling. But, Simon, you are so much older than me. I'm 48. You're 50. But I have moved around in my life. It's interesting. I worked in TV for 25 years. I did move around. And now I've made the move to radio. I'm loving radio. But it's interesting that we are changing our mindset because, yes, for people our age, you usually stayed with one employer, but I think we've seen over the years, companies aren't as loyal to workers as they used to be. So we have to make sure we have the skills to move forward.
Absolutely. You're quite right. And more than that, we're now seeing about 50% of all workers having what we're calling a side hustle. So this is, in a sense, another income stream on the side, whether that's an Airbnb, renting out a room on Airbnb, or providing, you know, photography services, a blog or a YouTube channel that earns income, you know, these sorts of things. And so, you know, we're finding employees now, you know, reciprocating that lack of loyalty in a sense by saying, well, hey, I'll go out and do something else. But equally, Rob, that requires new skills and again, a focus on developing yourself through training.
Now, speaking of that, what are the kind of courses people are looking at?
Well, we're seeing it's really interesting, actually, Rob, because we're seeing some of the more traditional courses that you might expect take off. So courses in leadership and these human or power skills, as we're calling them, but equally those that are sort of indicative of the new economy. So digital skills like cybersecurity, data analytics, coding, etc. But we're also seeing people express an interest in some really fascinating new courses, one of which that we've launched recently is this a course on the acknowledgement of country. So, as you know, we've launched a product called Melbourne Micro Search. These are micro credentials, really small, bite-sized chunks of learning, and you can study. And you study for about 40 hours. At the end of it, you have a skill that is demonstrated that we warrant in you taking this course of study. And so, you know, there's things like acknowledgement of country. What a wonderful way to acknowledge our, you know, Indigenous Australians, First Australians, and in a small microcert. So these sorts of things are taking off as well across many and varied areas. But yes, of course, the traditional ones like soft skills, human skills, and digital skills are very much in vogue.
Well, mate, it's fascinating. And once again, you've just made me happy that Queensland is in front because, you know, I know I'm not putting you in this category, but a lot of people down south like to look down at us. And it's just nice to know that when the chips are down, Queenslanders once again prove their worth and we are the smart state. Simon Bell, Professor Simon Bell, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Rob. It's been a pleasure.
All right, it's time for a news hit. And for that, we go over to Matt Hepworth. Hello, Matt.
G'day, Rob. Queensland has recorded just two new local cases of COVID-19 today. An additional two cases were acquired overseas and detected in hotel quarantined. It's quashed fears of a potential lockdown for at least today. It's a different story elsewhere, with Victoria recording 1,488 new COVID-19 cases, the highest daily recorded during the pandemic. It seems federal parliament might not be on the cards for Gladys Berejiklian. Former federal foreign minister Julie Bishop believes Ms. Berejiklian is likely done with politics altogether. And Brisbane seemingly dodged a bullet as storms rolled over the city yesterday. We recorded just 8 millimetres of rain and wind gusts around 28 kilometres an hour. Experts say it could have been a whole lot worse. In sport, the Wallabies are chasing 4 straight wins in their final rugby championship game against Argentina on the Gold Coast tonight. Rob, I'll have more news again at 11.